I had a priest who gave me a long interview. The agreement was I would not use his name, so he's not identified by name in the article. He's a former Legion of Christ member, and he discussed going to, I have him quoted in the article, where he says he went up, handed him an envelope, and he said it was like oiling the cogs. What that meant was, as this man looked back on his experience in that religious order, he realized that this was Maciel's way of insulating himself, of buying protection. One of the other cardinals who received cash and envelopes and who was an honored guest at their banquets and who vacationed at the Legion of Christ villa was Cardinal Sodano, the Secretary of State of the Vatican. By the way, I tried to get Martina Somalo to do an interview on the phone and was not successful at all. I called Cardinal Sodano's office. His residence, in fact, was referred to the Vatican. The press spokesman there was unable to make him available for an interview. Sodano put pressure on Ratzinger for several years not to prosecute Maciel. And I think this is an important point because a lot of people who are following this scandal, Ian, in the press are assuming that Ratzinger has been covering up all these years. And it's a much more complicated story than that because, in fact, Ratzinger refused to take money from Maciel's religious order.
Which is interesting because everybody else was, and seemingly it was almost like it was sort of just, it was treated like an honorarium. They would come and they would celebrate a mass and then there'd be an envelope.
That's true. There's a tradition in the church called mass stipends. If a priest, you know, takes the place of another priest, if a priest has an emergency or is on vacation, typically he'll pay the guy who fills in $50, $100, maybe a little bit more. Well, they were paying upwards of $2,500 to $5,000 to some of these cardinals to come and say mass. For giving lectures, they would give them $2,000, $3,000 or more. Now, you know, there's nothing wrong with paying. I've been paid to give lectures.
Sure.
I've never paid in cash. I always get a check, and usually with universities, you don't get the money until after you get back home. But what is so amazing about this is the sheer amount of money they kept giving people year after year. I mean, they offered an automobile, a Mercedes-Benz, to one cardinal, Pio Laghi, who was the head of the Congregation for Education, and he turned it down at the time. So, in a sense, Ratzinger demonstrated that he was something of a purist, wouldn't take the money, and later, eventually, as Pope, had Maciel removed from active ministry.
But not excommunicated.
No, he did not. And most of the people who were abused by Maciel felt that he should have gone farther and kicked him out of the priesthood, kicked him out of the church.